and I'm the one who has to.
Hey, you know what? I don't usually push the button. Okay, here we are, Rogue Podcast for Guardians of the Geekery. We are here at opening night of Killing Women, and we're here with Lucy, Matt, and Field. We let you out of the garage. That's awesome.
A field trip.
Yeah. and Matt, you're in the show, and if you guys don't recognize these voices, of course, these are also our friends from Robot Johnson.
Yay!
But now this is a Stephen C. production that you guys are in.
Yes. Yep.
And Field, you play a guy named Mike.
Yes.
And then Lucy, you play a girl named Abby, but there's a girl that plays a girl named Lucy, which was very confusing.
It's for very me. Confusing.
And then Matt, you just die a lot.
I do. I die a lot. That's my specialty in the show. Someone's got to, yes. So it might as well be
yeah,
me.
Yeah, somebody's going to take out the trash, and yeah. Abby does a good job
I got
that.
To fulfill my fantasy of shoving that in a trash can.
So tell us a little synopsis without spoilers about what the movie's, the play. See, it was like a movie. It was awesome.
It's going to make a good movie.
Why don't you take it away, Abby?
So it is basically a story about female assassins, one of which who has trouble maybe assassinating other women. So instead she likes to take them under her wing and train them to be assassins too, but it gets her in trouble with her boss, although she's trying to move up the ladder.
So really it's about workplace drama.
It is about workplace drama and gender.
I would almost say it's about breaking the glass ceiling, really. That's what it is.
Shooting the glass ceiling.
Shooting it in the face. Right.
So, and this is your first production, Matt, with Stephen C.
Yes. It's pretty great, pretty fantastic. I actually didn't get to audition for this. Something happened to where Stephen needed someone to take over this role, and he asked me to come on, and I said, yes, of course, yes.
First production, and he doesn't even have to do the cattle call? Yeah. What
nice.
The fuck?
Right?
You
know? Yeah.
Did
yeah.
he tell you that you were going to die?
No, I had no idea.
Did he tell you that maybe the rehearsals didn't go so well for somebody else?
Yeah, you know, once I was getting stuffed into a trash can, I maybe thought, oh, maybe that's why no one took this part. But, no, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And I got to play three different characters, so that was also a lot of fun to try different things on stage with different costumes. And wigs. This is the first time I've worn professionally done wigs. So that was very exciting.
Yes, it was a step up from some of the Montfrere wigs we have.
Attic wigs.
Yes. and there was a reference to the Muppets, which I thought was perfect.
I know. And also that I got to say, fucking Muppets.
Yeah.
In a derogatory fashion.
As you should. As you should.
As you never should.
So now this was the first night of the show. Tell us, it's running through the 23rd.
Yes.
And it's Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays here at Upstage, which is in Noda. If you get here early, you can park on the street. If you can't, Uber and Lyft are your friends.
Absolutely.
But definitely worth the trip. And it's 25 at the door, but if you buy it online soon, it's only 20. So
I believe?
Yes.
15.
I think 15. 15 plus fees, so about 20.
Right. Okay, yeah.
But so, it's still a better deal.
Yeah, yes. Still a better deal.
Do it while you're listening to this.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and this is the last show of this season. So if you want to see a Stephen C. production, you have to see it.
Even if you don't realize it yet.
Because you definitely
do. Yes, you do.
An amazing producer.
Any questions, Tiffles? I think you're just overwhelmed and in awe, huh?
I am. I thought you guys did such a great job.
Thank you.
And it was really cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was so cool to see you guys play something different than Robot Johnson. Although, I mean, obviously that's a lot, different scenes and stuff like that, but I thought you guys all just did so great.
No, it was a lot of fun to watch them look like they actually like each other. So that was
And if you come, laugh, because Matt gets concerned if he doesn't hear laughter. But laugh appropriately.
I get it too, because I'm not used to.
Yeah, no, if there's dead space, it's like we're not doing our job. They're supposed to be laughing.
Dead space.
Every 5 minutes.
Anything else? All right, so. Check it. It's Killing Women. It's here at Upstage Noda, and you can go to carolinatix.org to get tickets.
That's
so
right.
And you check
can go
it
to
out.
Stephen C. Productions.
And Stephen C. is with a PH and an SEAY.
That's right. Yeah, nice.
All right. Thank you guys for being on the podcast.
Thanks
so much for having us.
All right. We got it. I gotta push the button. Wait.
Oh,
wait.
Oh, guys.
What's my passcode? I made it. Done.